I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Jackie Robinson wasn't the only player to integrate baseball. We'll look back at Birmingham, Alabama's first black minor leaguers. But first, high school football players always find preparing for the season difficult. Practices are long and hot. Competition for playing time can be fierce, but it's a lot harder when some of your teammates are your former rivals and you're not sure your coach will be paid. Jerry Longman has written a story about the football program at Martin Luther King High School in Philadelphia, and he joins me. Jerry, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Let's begin with some discussion of the makeup of the student body at Martin Luther King High. The school has recently absorbed much of the student body of Germantown High School, which was closed for budgetary reasons. What's the challenge there?
Well, Philadelphia faces a $300 million budget shortfall. It's a chronically troubled school district. So it has closed 23 schools, and as of now, school is set to open September 9th. As of now, there are no assistant principals, counselors. There's one teacher for every 33 students. So the school has many academic challenges as well as athletic challenges. Football-wise, both of these schools, Germantown and Martin Luther King, are in Northwest Philadelphia. So the problem is that, you know, the schools were fierce rivals for decades. They play annually on Thanksgiving. So there was the issue of sort of forming a coherent team from rivals, and as well as there's some concern, some people believe it's overstated, that these players are from different neighborhoods and there could be problems with violence as students cross neighborhood lines in a very provincial city. You know, the football players seem to get along fine. It's just a question of, you know, what happens when school starts.
Edward Dunn was named the football coach at King High School in April, and he has committed to the season, but he's still not sure whether that position comes with a paycheck, as I understand it. Have I got that right?
It's a very complicated situation. So Philadelphia laid off 3,800 of its 19,500 teachers and school employees. In that group, where 676 teachers were laid off. So Edward Dunn is a 27-year-old math teacher. So he was hired in April to be the head coach at Martin Luther King. So he was hired in April and then in May sometime got a notice saying you've been laid off. So essentially he's the head coach, but because, until he's hired either as, you know, as a teacher somewhere in the Philadelphia school district or is given another job at the high school, technically he can't be the head coach. So there's a science teacher who's an assistant coach and is coaches the offensive line. He is technically the head coach right now until this is sorted out. Ed Dunn has said even if he has to, you know, coach the season as just as an unpaid volunteer, he would still run the team. He said he's still willing to do it because he made a promise to his kids that, you know, if you transfer from Germantown to King, I'll be there for you. I'm going to help you. And if you have a chance for a scholarship, I'm going to help you. And I don't want to abandon you. So it's a, you know, a real sense of dedication there.
18-year-old Dante Angus transferred from Germantown, and he is now perhaps King High School's best player. He's received some attention from various college football programs. Tell us a little bit about him and the challenges that he faces as he tries to become the first person in his family to get to college.
So Dante Angus is offensive and defensive tackle. He's 6'6", weighs 320 pounds. He's an artist. He builds bicycles from spare parts, wants to be a athletic shoe designer, terrifically nice and gentle kid, and has been offered a scholarship at the University of Florida. So he has a chance to play, you know, one of the elite teams in the nation, but he has to become eligible academically. For instance, this summer he has to complete online courses in English and mathematics, but his family doesn't have an internet connection. His mother is struggling to keep the lights on, keep the water on. It's a difficult situation for him. This is his third high school when he was a sophomore at another high school in Philadelphia. Another kid pulled a gun on him, and so his mother pulled him out of that school and moved him to Germantown where he did well. He's very big and agile, and so many schools started recruiting him, and it kind of overwhelmed him a bit. His grades dropped last year, so he's in a situation where he essentially has to be an A and B student this year if he wants to go to college. And you feel for a kid like that. People in the neighborhood as well are looking out for him. So everywhere he goes, somebody is coming up to him and giving him advice. And it's a very diverse neighborhood. And the guy who owns the corner market, I was with him one day, and the guy comes out and says, no smoking, no drinking, just football. And his best friend came up to him and said, don't eat standing up. It will go to your hips and make you look like an alligator. A month ago, he was walking down the street, and some guy looked at him and said, "I have a daughter. You want to marry her?" So the people are looking out for him. So you just hope that he becomes eligible academically and then makes it off to college where he has a chance to, fulfill his dream of one, playing in the NFL, or two, becoming a shoe designer.
Well, Jerry, I don't want to put you on the spot, but with this kind of community help and the high school opening up their internet connection to this young man, is Dante Angus likely to make it?
The coach told me that it's fourth quarter, down by 15 points. There is a chance for comeback, but there can be no mistakes.
On the eve of the football season, are you optimistic about how things are going to work out for the whole team at King High School and for the student body in general?
That's a very good question. I mean, the team has, according to one of these high school rating services, they have three of the top 50 players in Pennsylvania. So the football team, I think, has an encouraging future this season. But the school district is another story. School opens in 30 days, and the legislature has money in the budget for Philadelphia, but they're requiring, $100 million in union concessions. And so, it's a possibility that they could have a strike. I think the football team is feels encouraged, but the broader issue is undetermined, unresolved. So, we'll see.
Jerry Longman wrote about the involuntary union of Germantown and King High Schools for the New York Times. You can find a link to his story at onlyagame.org. Jerry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.